Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Bully Ray break down Monday Night Raw and your new World Women's Champion, Becky Lynch. Right decision? Should it have been Liv Morgan? We discuss right now on the Busted Open Podcast. I was a little surprised, and the reason why is we just saw Becky as champion before going into WrestleMania against Rhea Ripley. Then we saw the emergence of Liv Morgan. It started, Bully, if you remember, the Monday after WrestleMania. Liv Morgan was a guest on our show Monday morning, and she said, make sure you watch Monday Night Raw very closely. And then she had the attack on Rhea. Rhea's injured. Rhea's going to be out now. It sounds like from Rhea, several months, Rhea Ripley is going to be out. So they have the tournament. And then you saw that little eye-to-eye exchange between her and Dom Mysterio last night on Raw. And I'm like, ooh, okay. Because one of the things that we talked about, Bully, is what if, you know, Liv Morgan takes the place of Rhea Ripley in Judgment Day? And then I saw that stare between Dom and Liv. And there was no expression on their faces. You couldn't read their faces. There wasn't a smile. There wasn't a frown. They were just looking at each other. Very intriguing. So going into that Battle Royal, especially the final three, there's a story with all the final three that were in that Battle Royal last night. But especially with Liv. So if I was a betting man, I would have put my money on Liv. Becky Lynch comes out the victor. So I'm very interested to see where it goes from here. I know that a lot of people are hoping that Liv, everybody says they want Liv to have her moment. Let's not forget, Liv did have moments. Liv is a former champion. Let's not say that Liv is always on the back burner. It's not true. But I felt like there was a lot of momentum with Liv Morgan. So I was a little surprised that she didn't win that Battle Royal last night.
Were you disappointed?
Was I disappointed? I was a little disappointed, yes.
Okay. So if Liv wins the championship last night, what do you got next for Liv?
I'm very curious for, in my eyes, if there's something there with the Judgment Day. Okay. Because now that she's a champion, all I'm thinking about is the visual of all the gold that Judgment Day would be holding. And then obviously you have Liv Morgan in the place of Rhea. And then instantly you have a classic confrontation between Rhea and Liv.
That's a lot in one moment. All of a sudden now she's a part of the Judgment Day?
No, but you could build towards. Listen, I'm not saying that, oh my God, I can't believe Becky Lynch is your new champion. This is bullshit. But I have to say, I was rooting for Liv, and to your question, I was a little disappointed that Liv didn't win.
The planting of the seed of Liv and Dominic, I believe, is the story that's going to be told moving forward. Now, maybe it's the story of Liv is, for lack of a better word, seducing Dominic, making googly eyes Dominic, wants to be Dominic's new, you know, mommy. And she's going to use Dominic to get into the Judgment Day. she's going to manipulate Dominic. And maybe some guys in the Judgment Day are not happy about it. And this is how she is going to use Dom to get what she wants. And what does Rhea want? I'm sorry. And what does Liv want? Liv wants that championship. The Revenge Tour. You saw the t-shirt that she posted yesterday, which I love. It reminded me of a Sex Pistols t-shirt, Dave. I don't know if you
Yeah, it's very pumped out.
Yeah, sure. I really liked it. As a matter of fact, I'll take one. Double X, brother. Summer's coming. Cut the sleeves off.
Got to do a cycle before that big rack.
Hopefully it makes me look better
July.
Than that refereed shirt did. Anyway, so if when Liv attacked Rhea, obviously the injury, let's just say the injury was not supposed to happen. If Liv attacked Rhea, do you think Liv would have been in a had an opportunity, or would they have told a story with Rhea in this short period of time where Liv would have defeated Rhea for that championship?
I doubt it. I don't think
right.
so.
Right. So the plan right this very second, as of last night, was to not get that championship on Liv Morgan. When you have a situation like what happened with Rhea Ripley, where there's an unfortunate accident, she gets injured, and you have a championship that you need to double park on somebody, you double park it on a huge star. Because the huge star will be able to carry the championship until you build a star that you want it to get to. Now, there's been a lot of, you know, building with Liv and then stopping with Liv, building with Liv and stopping with Liv. Like you said, she's had her day in the sun. But maybe this is the opportunity to truly build Liv with real depth, real character, and a real story. Because Liv and Dominic is going to work, period. I could give you 6 months off the top of my head right now on how to do that. It's very easy. We've seen situations like this before in real life where a woman manipulates a man to get what he wants, or a man manipulates a woman to get what he wants. It happens every single day. Last night, I know there was no exchanging of words between Liv and Dominic, but I would have loved, and this is just my personal opinion, I would have loved to hear Liv say, "Hello, Dominic." I would have loved to have heard Liv say Dominic's name. And then they would have went off. It's just that little added something where you could, because they both looked mad and they both looked mean and they both looked aggressive. I would have loved to have heard one little thing from her that kind of eased the tension. And Dave, men like it when you, when a woman says their name, and women like it when you say their name. It's just human nature. So it's her kind of ingratiating herself to him. Hello, Dominic. It's neither here nor there. It didn't happen. It's just something that I would have liked to have seen.
I mean, maybe. I mean, the exchange, just them looking at each other, was strong. I was like, wow. Like, I and what you just said, Bully, and listen, I'm speaking for myself, but I think I'm also speaking for a lot of fans too. First of all, it's a great breakdown. That's why we have you on this show, because you open our eyes to a different way of thinking of things. I think myself and a lot of fans, and probably a lot of the vocal fans on social media last night after Becky won the championship, is that we're accustomed to a certain way with the WWE Bully. And I feel like, and I'm guilty of it, Cody Rhodes being the perfect example after WrestleMania 39, like, you worry that if that moment doesn't happen, you could easily be forgotten about and pushed aside. That was really a lot of what happened during the last 5 years to 10 years of the Vince McMahon era, where there wasn't follow-ups. You never saw the end of a story. They would move on and change personalities in the character without ever, like, giving understanding or a backstory to it. We're living in a different era of the WWE. You know, I've said it before, you got to trust the process. We used to hear that, and I think a lot of times when people heard that, trust the process, you kind of rolled your eyes and said whatever. I feel you could say that now. You got to have faith in WWE creative right now. So the fact that Liv did not get her moment last night doesn't mean that at some point she's not. And when she probably does, it's going to mean a lot more than if you would have gotten the moment last night. Case in point, Cody
at 39, yeah. Cody at 40.
But you understand why fans think that way, because in the Vince McMahon, the tail end of the Vince McMahon era, your concern was, all right, Liv didn't get a moment. Now she's going to be forgotten about.
No,
it's
she's not
going to happen.
She's not going to be forgotten about. They just put her in a shot last night with Dom. Dom is an A player on the main roster. Okay, the Judgment Day are A players. Can you imagine Liv Morgan infiltrating the Judgment Day? Here's your story. She uses Dominic to get into the Judgment Day. She takes over the Judgment Day with maybe Priest getting away. Because Priest is telling these guys, I don't need you. You don't need me. So Priest might be getting himself away from it. The Judgment Day might need some new leadership or guidance. She gets in Dominic's head. Dominic convinces the rest of the guys we could use her. She takes over the club. She takes Dom's heart. And now we have the setup for the return of Rhea. You bitch. You took my man. You took my club. You took my championship. And now I'm coming to take it all back. It's right there.
It. Yo, what's going on? This is Bully Ray from Busted Open on SiriusXM's Fight Nation. For 15 years, we've brought you the best pro wrestling talk on the planet. And now, we're bringing you even more. Yo, guys, welcome to Busted Open After Dark. Every Wednesday night, as soon as AEW Dynamite ends, I'm bringing you instant reactions with the Busted Open Nation. The only place to party on Wednesday nights is Busted Open After Dark. With me, Uncle Bully. Download it on Apple, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code busted50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. I agree with Drew McIntyre. Like, not about the shot that he gave to Sheamus about the burgers, though that got one hell of a reaction from the crowd. But when he started talking about what people were saying in the back and what the other wrestlers were saying, and Sheamus was like, I don't care what they're saying. He goes, but I care. You're my friend, and I'm not just going to let people talk shit about you. And they're around. Once again, just like in the story with Seth, I side with Drew McIntyre on this. He got fucked at WrestleMania, and then all he's doing in the ring last night is sticking up for his boy, sticking up for his friend.
The minute I heard the burger after burger line, and then I heard Drew get hot for Sheamus about the remarks made by the locker room, do you know who I immediately thought of?
Who?
Tommy. Me and Tommy can crack jokes on one another all day long, and we've been doing it for 25 years. We've been doing the fat joke thing forever. If anybody were ever to do that in a serious manner, if anybody ever fucking looked at Dreamer and said something about his weight, I'd kill them. In an instant.
There you go.
Verbally, or I'd introduce their face to a brick wall. Because we can do it to one another, but you can't do it to my friend. So that was relatable. When Drew said, but it bothers me, I was like, wow. Yeah, I get it. Once again, Drew is speaking the truth. It's really weird when the quote-unquote heel speaks the truth, but he delivers it in a heel tone. It's very confusing. It's like, you know, a dog hears your tone. It doesn't know your words. Like, if you look at your dog and you go, I love you, the dog is running away.
Yeah,
but you just told the dog that you loved it. This is what I get with Drew. Drew is saying a lot of things that are really true, but he's delivering it like this, like a heel would, matey. Why am I talking like a pirate? I don't know. I enjoyed it last night. I think this Drew-Sheamus dynamic could be interesting. Sheamus obviously totally okay with the weight joke. You know, I do kind of, in a way, feel bad for Sheamus because I think he was brought back. I think he even admitted this. He was brought back ahead of schedule where he couldn't be in the prime, you know, fighting shape or the shape that maybe he likes to be in or we're used to seeing him in. But it might work to his benefit. Because if Drew starts going low with these jokes on him, people might just, you know, hate Drew for it. And Sheamus laughed it off. He went on social media. He even posted on social media, burger after burger after burger after burger. So if anybody can handle it, Sheamus can.
Because Sheamus knows he can go to the gym, like you said last night, burn that shit off. I think he did come back early, but I think they needed him to come back because they needed a story for Drew that kept Drew going before Punk comes back, because Punk's not ready to come back yet. So they needed something big for Drew McIntyre, and that's definitely Sheamus. And coming off of what we heard and saw last night, it's going to be one hell of a story because they are best friends. Don't forget, you're talking about the two MVPs, Drew McIntyre and Sheamus, during the pandemic era for the WWE. Those are the two standouts during a really bad time for everybody. So I love the fact that they're in a story. But once again, just like with Seth Rollins, like when Drew is in there with Seth, I sided with Drew because Drew is speaking truth and Seth kind of was condescending to Drew McIntyre. That's what really got Drew angry, because it's like, all right, so when it happened to you, it was okay for you to bitch about it in the middle ring. But now that it happened to me, you're saying I'm whining and complaining and you're just brushing me off. And it's the same thing here. I think everybody should have a friend that would want to, all right, maybe it doesn't bother you, but it bothers me because you're my friend and I love you. So when I hear people saying those things, I want to fuck them up. I think, like you said, that's relatable. And again, coming off of that promo, I was like, man, I really do feel bad for Drew McIntyre. So, I mean, it's an interesting story, but I do feel it's like the way he delivers his message. The way he delivers it, it does come off like whiny and complaining, and that's why he gets so much heat like he does. It works.
And after last night, I'm ready to see a knockdown drag out by these guys again. I always enjoy their matches because of the level of physicality, and I bring that. I believe that Drew and Sheamus bring out the best each other in the middle of that ring, and they sure as hell did last night on the mic.
The Busted Open Podcast is now available on YouTube. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, the number one pro wrestling show on the planet. You can now watch and listen to the award-winning Busted Open Podcast every single day on YouTube. Our best interviews, behind-the-scenes access, and some of our best content from the past, all available right now when you go to youtube.com/@BustedOpenPodcast. Subscribe right now.
You made me believe again. That's music to a wrestler's, a performer's ears, an entertainer's ears. You made me believe again. Belief in something is a hell of an emotion. I believe in you, meaning I have faith and trust in you. Especially when we always talk about what word lies in the middle of the word believe. The word is lie, L-I-E. And professional wrestling is sports entertainment, but we make you believe in everything that we do. And when you can forget about the fact that it's sports entertainment and believe in the person and believe in the journey and believe in the product and the character, that's when you're truly doing your job. This goes back to moves versus story. You can't believe in a move. You can believe in Shawn Michaels' super kick because it's Shawn Michaels who's throwing it. You believe in Shawn Michaels, thus you believe in the move, the finishing move. But you can't just believe in a wrestling moves. You can applaud them, you can appreciate them, you can cheer for them, but you need to believe in a person. And Cody has done a fantastic job, fan by fan, brick by brick, of making this fan base believe in him.
And Bully, a lot of it has to do with the fact that he lost at 39 and then won at 40. You know, again, I keep saying it. I eat a lot of crow when it comes to you and Mark and what you guys told me the Monday after WrestleMania 39 when I was having my tirade. And you all said, wait till next year. Well, next year happened. And I think I was also right in the fact that, you know, you couldn't wait any longer. I think it was the perfect time to pull the trigger on Cody being your champion. And I'm telling you, Bully, the product is really hot right now. And I see it everywhere I go. The kids love Cody. But I also feel like the kids love Cody, but they're getting their parents to believe in Cody as well. That's why it kind of helps that Dusty was his dad. Because a lot of parents grew up watching his dad wrestle. And I feel like this is very rare that you have somebody like Cody Rhodes that's beloved by everybody. And, you know, he puts the time in. We're hearing more and more stories like Danny's story about Cody sticking around after Raws, after SmackDowns, after live events, where he's signing autographs and taking pictures for 45 minutes to an hour after a show. Not everyone can do it. Randy Orton was not somebody, when they wanted to have him do it, that was able to do it. Not everybody can do that, Bully. Cody Rhodes is that. He's that guy.
And let's not forget that Cody admittedly borrowed the John Cena handbook.
Of course.
Because Cody was smart enough. Cody learned, as we spoke about at the beginning of the show, learning in this business. Cody learned that the John Cena way of building a fan base worked. So why try and reinvent a wheel that has been perfected a long time ago? Hulkamania. Hulkamania was all about the kids and training and say your prayers and take your vitamins and yada, yada. John Cena. These guys catered. Hulk catered to the kids. John Cena catered to the kids. Yes, I understand Austin and Rocky catered to the adults. Their way is not better than. It's just a good way of doing it. So Cody, the Stone Cold way would have never worked for Cody, but the John Cena way does. So let me borrow the John Cena handbook. Let me flip through it. Let me learn it. Let me add my own to it. And look at what's going on with Cody.
Yeah, now, you know, now it's all about the follow-up. What are they going to do with Cody? I think AJ is a, again, not a first good story, but definitely a first good match. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that match. And I think Cody and AJ Styles at Backlash is going to be great. But I'm wondering.
One of the things, Dave, I just want to, you just mentioned a story. Cody and AJ actually have lots of things in common and actually do have story points throughout their career. Whether or not the WWE drudges them up and allows them to use these points is a different story because none of them really revolve around the WWE.
Well,
they revolve around the past.
And you know what? They've had no problems talking about the past. You know, again, this is a new era. It's the pro. It's fun. It's the return of pro wrestling to the WWE for the most part. They have the big contract signing coming up on SmackDown. So I wonder if we get a little bit of that what you're talking about in that contract signing. Because verbally, we know what they're going to be able to do in the ring. But now you got to sell on us outside the ring, the story. The verbal back and forth. Go ahead.
I think they're going to go at least another pay-per-view. I think they're going to continue with this AJ thing. I don't think they'll get into the story until after this match.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.